For the past few years, an annual memorial walk has commemorated the high number of Indigenous women, children, and Two-Spirit, or LGBT people, who experience violence, are missing, or are murdered. Lily Mendoza runs the Red Ribbon Skirt Society.
It's still a major issue, and it's something that we can't forget. You know, I think we all are wrapped up in this pandemic, of course, which we need to be and be aware of what's going on. And I just don't want us to kind of forget this epidemic as well, and to make sure that we're still remembering those stolen sisters.
Speakers at the video event include a Two-Spirit human trafficking survivor and Lauren Shad, a Lakota professional volleyball player and MMIW ambassador in Europe. Mendoza offers ways for people to remember and honor victims at home.
Building a prayer altar in their homes, putting together a flower garden, maybe hanging out a red dress on May 5th. And if they don't have a red dress, whatever they feel comfortable to be able to put out, you know, maybe on their door, in a tree, maybe share a meal that day in memory of a missing and murdered Indigenous girl or woman.
The group is partnering with a youth leadership program from the Division of Indian Work in Minneapolis. Mendoza says there are plans to expand the Rapid City-based society.
We're going to go ahead and introduce our first Young Women's Red Ribbon Skirt Society, which will be out of Minneapolis, so they can begin this work as well. We hope to put that in place and encourage other organizations that work with young women to begin to organize those Red Ribbon Skirt Societies as well.
The meeting is open to the public on a video chat platform, which allows up to 100 people to join. Lily Mendoza plans to record it and release it online. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.